you know, somebody wrote me and said, well, but Jim Brown was 6'3". Well, first of all, Brown was 6'2". And secondly, Adam Randall's not Jim Brown. Right? I mean, there are outliers. I've already acknowledged outliers. Derrick Henry, Brandon Jacobs, Eric Dickerson. I've acknowledged outliers. It doesn't change the rule. Eddie George got punished because of his height. It doesn't change the rule. 6'3" is not an ideal height for a running back. That's why C.J. Spiller's talking about he has to learn to sink his hips. Okay, it's not ideal. The ideal size for a running back is like 5'10". It's like 5'10", 215. That's the ideal size for a running back. That's the model that's long-lived and lasting and most successful. That's the whole history of the sport. You know, are there outliers? Yeah. People are also writing me about the earlier conversation, and some are saying, well, you know, Jacob Coker at Bama. Yeah, you got to go back a long time for that. That's the point. Outlier. But even then, Jacob Coker played the best football of his life in that drive. He had 300-yard games and that type of stuff. That's the point, that you can't get there without elite quarterback play, even if the guy himself is not elite. I laid this all out. I laid out the historical examples, even the Super Bowl, of guys who weren't elite, but they were elite for a moment in time or a season or a sequence of games or a playoff run. It's always true, with rare exception. The real exception to the rule is Trent Dilfer. He's sort of the exception to the rule, but he got carried by what some say is the greatest defense in the history of the sport. You know, apologies to the 85 Bears and some of those Pittsburgh Steelers teams. But that's the fact nonetheless. And in both cases, you know, and again, that's why C.J. Spiller's talking about he has to learn to sink his hips, but he's trying to work at it and get better at it. Because pad level is going to be important. You know, otherwise he will take some major shots. And then the question is going to be ball security. Because that's part of the dilemma with a 6'3 runner. So we'll see how it all plays out. I'm pretty optimistic about it as a whole, but I want to see more. I want to see more. Text said, first of all, get your facts straight, listener, before you try and call someone out. That's Brooke the Mail Lady. Brooke the Mail Lady also says, y'all are hilarious. You can't hear Ramona can't see. You can't hear Ramona can't see. Oh, no. I can hear. I have explained this yesterday. I have what's called a reverse hearing aid. I had to have it specially engineered. It allows me to hear everybody but Ramona.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Dexter said, my fear is because Adam Randall being the height he is could lead to him not being able to be as compact as you'd like and lead to some fumbles. That's Dexter 81. Yeah, look, I think that's a question mark, and we'll see. Robert in Georgia. Robert, good to have you.
Thanks for getting me in, Walt. I was just laughing at that hearing aid that you can specifically target whoever you want to disregard.
I'm actually going to start marketing them because everybody has a Ramona.
They wish.
Yes, they do, Ramona. They wish they did. You know, honestly, Walt, I looked it up just now. I would have thought Wayne Gallman was taller than 6 foot.
Yeah, he's 6 foot, maybe just over that. You know, honestly, going back to some of this conversation, and Dabo Swinney, and, you know, again, he's very optimistic. But look, when we did Terrific Talent, and, you know, Dabo Swinney described him as a violent runner and a more explosive Wayne Gallman. And I think there is something to that. Now, he has to prove that out. But I do not think people should forget about him.
No, and I haven't either, because, Walt, I think that just transitioning from high school to college really affected him. I think he's going to be much better this year now that he's used to the college game.
Yeah. And look, I still believe great receiver out of the backfield. Those are two completely different things. So I can have a guy who may not be great as a wide receiver, but as a running back receiver, he could be exceptional because the scale is different. I mean, you know, Adam Randall on a wheel route could be a problem.
Absolutely, and I hope we see it. I just don't want them to just only put him in when they're planning on running the wheel route.
Oh, I don't. No, I don't think you're going to see that. I mean, I think he's going to.
I hope not.
I'm really interested to see who gets the first carry. I think you might bet that would be Adam Randall, based on his I was going to say his experience, his very limited experience. Again, there is no experience here. The only guy who had experience was Haynes, and he's not going to play this year. At least he's not going to play any role on this team this year, I don't think.
Yeah, before I move on with recruiting and everything, it wouldn't surprise me if it was Gideon Davis that gets the first carry. But 12 personnel, I don't expect to see that in the red zone. And I think maybe that could be a weapon for Clemson in the red zone.
Short yardage, as I said.
Yeah, situationally.
But you're not going to – at this point, unless one of these unless Bentancur jumps out and proves he's an All-American talent at tight end, and again, he's hyper gifted athletically and talent wise. But as we've said since the day he was recruited, but unless something like that happens, and that's going to take opportunity, an offensive coordinator, especially in game one, he's going to go with what he knows. And the guys he trusts are those receivers. And he trusts his quarterback, he trusts those receivers.
Yeah, well, Clemson does need to improve in red zone efficiency. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
So, doing research, shifting gears, doing research onto whether or not I wanted to present South Carolina as a surprise pick for the SEC championship, I watched a lot of Lenore Sellers' video highlights that you love to talk about.
Yeah.
First of all, I guess there was rumors out there that he got offered $8 million for 2 years, $4 million a year.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised that he stayed at South Carolina. I told you last year I thought he would leave after last season.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised that he only got offered $4 million a year.
It's a fact.
Are these friggin' people in college as bad at looking at quarterbacks as the NFL is? Because I just can't believe that.
Yeah. Texas may wind up regretting they didn't offer him 10.
Well, you got them offering high school kids that much.
If Arch doesn't deliver and doesn't deliver on that Heisman promise and national championship promise, they may wind up with that regret. Yeah, I mean, he's a freak. I mean, he is. I started to watch
every throw, Walt, and make it look effortless. Yeah. Now, he doesn't have the zip and the fast twitch wrist that Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson has, but man, he's just easy, smooth. He's got great escapability. I mean, listen.
I would put it this way. Okay, he has an elite arm. He can throw a football 80 yards. He has an elite arm. Yeah. It's just he has a unique ability as a young player to be able to layer the ball, and that's rare. In other words, you see a lot of these guys who have arm talent, and everything's a fastball. Nothing's a changeup.
Right.
But not with him. He will take something off the heater. And he can layer the football, and again, given his first season in the SEC and some of the dilemmas that team had, questionable wide receivers, questionable offensive line, if South Carolina does not reach the heights that they hope to reach this year, the reason will be no Rocket Sanders. People talk about the defense all they want, but if South Carolina does not reach the level they hope to this year, the reason will be no Rocket Sanders, because that was a two-pronged deal, and I don't think people realize how good Sanders was and is. I mean, he was a 240-pound back he ran like a 4.45, which is insane for a guy his size.
Yeah. Well, I'm no South Carolina fan, of course. I can't be more impressed by Sellers. And you're absolutely right. Most quarterbacks, when they're young and they have an arm like he does, man, he's overthrowing balls.
Right, they
all
gun
the
everything
early and get
deflected balls become interceptions and that type of stuff. This guy is wise beyond his years.
He plays beyond his years. I can tell you, is he a 3-year player? Does he have the ability to come out for the draft next
year? Yes, he does. And I think.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't mind if the Raiders draft any.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Walt, y'all have a great weekend.
Yep. Thank you, Robert. You too. Yeah, no question. I mean, I expect improvement, and that says a lot because he really had a tremendous first year as a starting quarterback in the SEC, especially when you consider many of the teams he played. The offensive line was an issue. He frequently had to extend plays, make special plays, make stuff happen. I mean, you go back to the Clemson-South Carolina game from a year ago. I started watching a little bit of that again today. By the way, I haven't watched that whole game again yet. That might have been Blake Miller's best game in a Clemson uniform. Just early on, that was my early returns on that game. But I think when you look at that football game, and even in the first quarter, we talked about what happened at the end of the game, and who Wes had on the field and who he didn't have on the field with no Sammy Brown, but early in that game, the first drive of the game, Lenora Sellers, it's a jailbreak, it's an absolute jailbreak, and Peter Woods comes clean. He beats his guy. It looks like it looks like Lenora Sellers is going to be sacked. It's a complete jailbreak. It's like you have four free rushers, and somehow Lenora Sellers makes all of them miss. And Sammy Brown was on the field, and he takes off for a 40-yard run. And South Carolina had a first down inside in the red zone at the 19-yard line. And then in a subsequent play, T.J. Parker, Lenora tried to scramble out of the pocket. T.J. Parker hit him, caused a fumble, and recovered the fumble. And, that's short-circuited that opening drive of the game for South Carolina because it looked like South Carolina was going to go in and score in the opening drive. And T.J. Parker made a winning play. By the way, I'll talk more about this later today, but Peter Woods is my front runner to win the Heisman, to win the Outland Trophy. I'm saying things I've never said before, okay? I think that Clemson has the front runner for the Heisman Trophy in Cade Klubnik. I think Clemson is the front runner for the Outland Trophy in Peter Woods. And I think Clemson has a seat at the national championship game along with Penn State. I think all of those things are going to happen this year. And two of those three things have never happened in Clemson's history. There's never, with all the storied history, never been a Heisman winner, never been an Outland Trophy winner. That's a little hard to understand. The Heisman thing is hard to understand. The Outland, except when you consider that, well, there were guys like Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, et cetera, in that mix in that same time period. The harder thing to understand might be the Outland Trophy and how Clemson, with all of the defensive linemen through the Danny Ford era, the interior defensive linemen, and forget the offensive lineman part of it. If you don't know, the Outland Trophy is awarded to the nation's best interior lineman via offense or defense. The Clemson offensive line history, not nearly as storied as the Clemson defensive line history, but the Clemson defensive line history had dudes all throughout history. The Perry boys, the players we've seen recently, like Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence, and just endless dudes. It's a little hard to think that Clemson never won an Outland Trophy. In any case, Ramona, mark the tape, because on 7/18/2025, mark this moment, your humble road rage servant is suggesting to you that I think Cade Klubnik wins the Heisman Trophy. I think Peter Woods wins the Outland Trophy. If that happens, that would be amazing. And then with the season success that would come along with that. Quick break.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
The Roar FM isn't just your go-to radio station. We're Burn Digital, your full-service digital advertising agency. Elevate your brand with cutting-edge tactics like connected TV, video, and audio streaming, and geofencing, all data-driven to reach your ideal audience. Ready to take your advertising to the next level? Go to the Advertise tab on theroarfm.com to email General Manager John Hennis. Make your advertising do more with Burn Digital, a part of the Roar FM, where innovation meets results.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Rooster's Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Rooster's Grooming, where style meets tradition.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Childress here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Hite from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, this Monday. Excited for the Monday edition of the program. Braves talk after a weekend series with the Yankees. Open championship talk, as we'll have a winner on Monday morning. But most importantly, I'll be in Charlotte next week at ACC kickoff. Excited to bring you guys exclusive content, interviews, and more from some of the ACC's best, including Clemson's very own. You won't want to miss the entire week of shows on the Roar. Very excited for this upcoming college football season and to get things kicked off in Charlotte.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Well, I'm heading into Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. The one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving and some fried chicken. It goes down greasy.
sit someone real slow. Memphis women and fried chicken. Memphis women and chicken.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. You know, man, I have this long-lasting question. Why do none of our listeners use their real names? Are all our listeners in the witness protection program? You know, I used to be big in prisons. You know, I used to receive...
You had callers from prison?
Oh, no, I had, no, they can't call me from prison. They would write letters the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to get all these letters from prisoners.
Prisoners.
Yeah, by the way, no offense, prisoners, but don't send me any letters. Call me when you get out. All right. We'll be here. Yeah. Call me when you get out. Of course, you know, if your sentence is like 20 years, you can forget it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be here.
We're not waiting around for that.
You can forget it at that point. We have lots to get to. Let me tell you about my friends at Carson's. You know what, Ramon? I hate talking about Carson's.
I know you do, because, but they're good. You
because
can't help
I
it.
Know. I love them. That's what I hate.
I know.
Because by this point in the day, I'm always starving. Now I got to tell you about Carson's. You know, it's like rubbing salt in all my wounds. You know, it's just a cliche alert. Carson's is incredible. They're your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want a great dinner with friends, open every day. Happy hour is Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Fried catfish sandwich. Smoked ribs. Those are incredible. Honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs. There is nothing here, Ramon, I would not eat. I haven't tried all these things, but I'm sure they're all great. Golden fried chicken tenders. I haven't tried those. The Monterey chicken sandwich topped with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. I have tried that. That's like the greatest sandwich I have ever put in my mouth. You try that. You'll thank me later. Hamburg steak with onions, gravy, and peppers. I would kill for that right now. Fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter. I have had those. I love those. I'm like Mr. Bread, too. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher. That's my category. Cooked to perfection, as they always are. Try the New York strip or the ribeye. Incredible. You'll thank me later. Strawberry shortcake. Carson's is accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, birthday parties, graduation celebrations, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. And you know what? They're also always open. Open 11 to 9 Monday to Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, and 11 to 9 on Sundays. They're pretty much always open. 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson. You want to go have a great steak, great dinner, great lunch? Carson's. You can have it all. You know, go. You know what you should do? You should take the family, go for lunch. Go order like a family group of Monterey chicken sandwiches. Like, you know, I don't know how big your family is. Order 6 of them and then come back for dinner. And get the steaks and the dessert later in the day. How about that? 864-226-9400. 864-226-9400. Tell them I sent you. You will thank me later. Well, I have some stories for you, Ramona. Again, they're not A+, but they're pretty good. And again, later today, maybe soon, the dumbest man on the face of the planet. I will prove conclusively. Legally, we will prove today. Who the actual
Legally?
Dumbest... Yes, every way. Every which way we'll prove today.
Okay.
Who the dumbest man on the face of the planet is.
Okay.
And here's a hint. He's 27 years old and he's from China. He is the dumbest man on the face of the planet. And I will tell you why later today. Now, if one of you people actually know anything about what I'm going to say, do not call me and say it. Do not blow my story.
Yeah,
I should not have given out that hint.
The story firsthand.
I shouldn't have given out that hint. Jason in Columbia, who's definitely not the dumbest man on the face of the planet. Jason might be one of the smarter men.
You know, I was wondering about this intro as you went into the preamble there. I was like, hey, wait a minute. I think he's about to throw it to me. Well, you know, at least if you just say China, I mean, that narrows it down to what, a billion?
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you what, Walt, all these calls, I mean, even Robert's getting in on it now. I mean, I just got PTSD. I mean, is this the Lenora Sellers flagship station or the Clemson Tiger flagship station? I mean, I must have blocked out what it was like from 2011 to 2013. I can't imagine what the roar was like when Clowney was down there in Columbia. I got all my buddies in Columbia here who were in witness protection the last decade. They're yapping every day. I'm getting texts. One of them told me he's predicting a 10-point victory for the Cox against Clemson this season. Mm. I said, dude, I would love to hear your football reasons for that, for something that hasn't occurred since 2013. But
they have won two of the last three, though, Jason, just to be fair.
No, I know. They bleeped out and, a one-point win.
But Jason, all wins count. Clemson had close wins, too, right? all wins count. That's the way it works. And,
they were dominating South Carolina.
But in terms of what you just suggested in Flagship, I'm pretty sure the host, not the caller, Robert, but I'm pretty sure the host has predicted since February 1st that Clemson is going to play for the national championship way before any other human did. I'm pretty sure the host picked Cade Klubnik to win the Heisman Trophy and just said that. Pretty sure the host picked Peter Woods to win the Outland Trophy. So this host has actually turned into Kool-Aid Jim.
I use you as a reference.
Yeah, it's not road rage with Kool-Aid Jim.
My cousins, they all know who you are because, well, I recommend that they listen to the show, but I always break you down as like the most credible forecaster.
Thank you.
In sports. And so because they've been calling me Kool-Aid Jim all summer. And so I use you as a defense mechanism. You know, it's interesting, Walt. You know, I think you're dead on with the whole thing with South Carolina in terms of I fully expect Sellers to improve year on year. I mean, we saw the jump Cade made, first-year starter to second-year starter, and certainly Sellers has all the physical tools you could want. My questions are more about, like you said, I mean, Rocket Sanders, once he was healthy, that was a big question all offseason was, is this guy going to get back to form when he was healthy at Arkansas? And it seemed like the first game or two he was a little gimpy, and all of a sudden, maybe that LSU game where he busted off that long run, it was like, okay, this guy looks good. And so I know they're still waiting on the Faison kid, but even if they get the Faison kid, I'm not saying he's a bad player or anything like that, but he's not Rocket Sanders.
No, he's not.
Physical tools.
No, he's not.
Perspective.
Even if they get him cleared, and I think they're pretty optimistic about that now, we'll find out. I don't know how you can be optimistic or pessimistic. I don't know how you can have any idea based on the NCAA's history. But I think Sanders is a unique player. When I thought this before the year, when you could combine a 240-pound quarterback with wheels with a 240-pound running back with wheels, you were going to pose people some problems.
Well, I specifically remember you saying that.
Yeah.
And, you know, my question is, again, unrelated really to Sellers. It's more about the surrounding cast. Now, you know, my buddies are telling me, and I realize they've made efforts to flip their wide receiver room, but they've got to still do it. And I know you have big hopes for Harbor.
Yeah.
You know, I think losing that tight end Simons is huge because he was their leading receiver.
Yeah.
And really a dependable guy that you could flex out. But again, you know, I'm looking at their offensive line too, because that is one thing, like, my buddies in Columbia are always mad about the offensive line. And I know they've got to replace their three interior starters, so I'm interested to see how that comes together. You know, you mentioned watching the game back again. I actually was going back and looking a little bit about the – because their bowl game was so interesting because they did not have Rocket Sanders, but they did have Josh Simon. And Illinois really did such a great job of hemming Sellers in. I think he rushed like 11 times for 19 yards or something crazy like that. And you think and you go, okay, was Illinois just have a better defense? Walt, I was shocked. When I looked up the total defense ranking for last season, Illinois was one spot higher than Clemson. And Clemson was a dumpster fire for most of the season on defense. So I was just curious, did you dive into that game, the bowl game, and did you see anything? I'm assuming Illinois watched the Clemson tape and said, we're just going to have to do the opposite here. Did you notice anything in how the strategy?
Yeah, I would actually have to look back on that game, Jason, because I've watched so much football that, you know, it just some of it all blends in at this point. So I would have to look back on that to see specifically what they did. But there's no question that they focused on trying to take away Sellers' ability to run. And Brett Bielema is a brilliant coach. And I'm sure that, you know, he was able to devise a plan to rein Sellers in. But the other thing I would keep in mind is it's a bowl game. And I just wouldn't read too much into any non-playoff bowl game in terms of results.
Yeah.
I don't think it means very much. I would not look at that and think that, well, there's the truth of the issue, because I don't think it is. I think that game's more a lie than truth. You know, the other thing, Jason, just from a personal standpoint, you want it all, right? You see, it's okay, Jason. It's okay. It really is okay that if you get your piece of the pie that's the biggest slice, that they can actually have a little piece and you'll still be okay. You know what I mean? I mean, it's if I'm picking you in the national championship and like them 12th, it'll be okay.
That's true. But I have to tell you, my father-in-law said, and now he's known me for like 30 years now, but he said he did not understand my personal sickness until he was sitting with me watching 56-7. And he said in the fourth quarter, every time their third string got a first down, I was screaming at the TV and I was angry at Dabo when it was 56-7. So there is some of that. You know,
Jason, you actually do it the way it's supposed to be done traditionally. You're supposed to hate your rival, and you're supposed to want you to be number one and for them to be number 134.
Exactly. And you mentioning 134, that was actually something I was going to ask you about. How do you explain, it's just such a weird stat, with Sellers and Rocket Sanders last year and their ability to run and just fall forward for yards and bounce off people, South Carolina was actually bottom 15 in the nation in both tackles for loss and sacks allowed last year. I mean, do you think that portends anything for this season? Is that just a commentary on their offensive line, or maybe Sellers holding the ball too much as a young player?
Yeah, probably a little bit of both, and I would expect both of those areas to improve a little bit this year. I think they're going to be dangerous. I think they'd be pretty good. The schedule's really difficult. I would not be stunned, despite that, to see them in the SEC championship game. Would not shock me. I doubt they can win it if it winds up being South Carolina and Texas, for example. Which, you know, I think is conceivable, but I still think that Clemson is actually just going to be better this year, and that's what I expect. So, it's okay, Jason. It'll be okay. It's okay if you're better, and they're still pretty good. You'll be all right.
Well, worst thing about Sellers being good, Walt, honestly, is that J.C. Sherbert finally got an evaluation right after 15 years. I mean, that's honestly the worst part.
Yeah. I had a conversation with one time when he told me Will Muschamp was going to be great, and I tried to tell him that wasn't the case, but he thought Will Muschamp was Vince Lombardi. All right, Jason, I got to run. Good talking to you. Walt Tip, Tulip Road Rage, quick break. Angry Lawyer, you'll be up next.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
Prepare for Clemson's first Tiger Town Throwdown. The Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting the ultimate indoor pickleball tournament fundraiser with action inside Clemson's private indoor tennis facility. 12 courts, bleachers, vendors, food trucks, and ice-cold air conditioning in August. It's August 1st through 3rd, with adaptive kids and singles on Friday, men's and women's doubles Saturday, and mixed doubles Sunday. Divisions for all ages and levels from 3.0 to 4.5. Visit clemsonchamber.org for more information.
Coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on August 15th, it's Sweet Baby James, America's number one James Taylor tribute, featuring Nashville's own Bill Grisa. No wigs, no gimmicks, just Grisa's stunning vocals and guitar playing that fans call spot on, the next best thing to James, and a refreshingly authentic stage presence. Sing along to classics like Fire and Rain, You've Got a Friend, and How Sweet It Is, in a night honoring one of music's most beloved icons. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPack.com.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Bojangles just launched the new Breakfast Burrito. Sausage, gravy, eggs, and bow rounds all wrapped in a flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time. It's bow time.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Great Raul Malo of the Mavericks, one of the greatest voices in the history of modern music. Angry Lawyer. Good to have you, Angry Lawyer.
Happy Friday, Walt. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too.
And before I get to my point, you know, if Robert ever got arrested for a felony and got put on death row and they put him in an electric chair and they said, "Do you have anything you'd like to say?" By the time he was done, everybody would be asleep, and he could just walk out the back door.
That's so wrong. It's so unnecessary. Friday hatred on Road Rage. Yeah. Of course, it is Road Rage.
It is Road Rage.
I love the little listener tiffs back and forth. So, you know, Robert, you know, Angry Lawyer had his serve, and Robert will have his volley next time.
I want him to call in on Monday.
Yeah.
The earlier caller about Otis Nixon, I went to a Braves game one time, and remember when Michael Jackson's Thriller video came in?
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson had the leather jacket on, and then he turned into that monster. That monster was played by Otis Nixon. He looks just like him.
I never thought about that. Maybe. I never thought about that.
That's why they make YouTube. As far as the Gamecocks go, don't even suggest think that they're going to go anywhere near the championship series. That schedule is brutal, and we're one injury away from going 6-6, and I think we're going to go 7-5 because that Faison has not been approved. We really don't have anything back there, and we got Attaway's a decent back, but the reason we lost the ball game was because Rocket Sanders decided he wanted to keep himself injury free so he'd get drafted, which he didn't. And I hate that because he's a good player, but I don't like hanging out of the ball games, you know.
Yeah, I think South Carolina is going to be better than you think. I think that honestly, from an eye test standpoint, this might be his best team. I think you have weapons. I think Nicholas Harbor takes a major step forward, maybe even makes himself a round one draft pick after this year. And I think the offense is going to be pretty dynamic regardless, because I think Sellers, who was unbelievable in his first full year, takes another step. So, and I think the defense is going to be better than people think. Schedule's brutal.
That first drive, Sellers went down there, and then he got stripped. Was that Peter Davis? Who stripped
no,
him?
No, it was T.J. Parker. Sellers started to scramble. There wasn't much room. Right. He started to try and leak out to the left, and Parker brought him down, stripped the ball, and basically took it from him as they fell to the ground.
If I swept left and I saw T.J. Parker, I think I'd hand him the ball, and then I'd be his lead blocker.
Yeah.
Because that guy's frightening.
Yeah. Well, Sellers is pretty frightening himself.
We'll see how it goes. I hope you and Ramona have a great weekend. And Robert from Georgia, I hope you do as well.
Thank you, Angular. How about that? Little olive branch there at the end.
That?
Yeah, a little. After he says all those terrible things, he offers him a little olive branch. We'll find out whether Robert was accepting of the olive branch. I Robert personally would not be. You know, I think when you go on for like 2 minutes about all of your alleged issues, and then you at the end you sneak in, you know, Robert from Georgia, you have a good weekend too. You know, it's a little hard to believe.
It is.
It doesn't. Sincerity doesn't seem Angry Lawyer's strong point in that regard. I am on Underdog, and I am looking at my Underdog options right now, and I have just added my 60% boost. I haven't picked anything yet. Mr. Boost, Boosterama, Boostier. I am going to boost. Anytime I see a boost, I'm taking it. You know, the maximum you can bet on this boost is $40. The maximum you can play on this boost, is $40. I'm taking that. Anytime I get a boost, I'm taking that. I'm playing a boost. So I haven't decided what I'm doing yet, you know, but I am, I have already clicked on that boost. I will let you know before the end of the show what I've taken. But get in on all the MLB action with Underdog. This MLB season, knock it out of the park on Underdog. Even on Summer League Basketball. How about that? Underdog's the leading place to make all your sports picks. You can play now in your state, and that's the state of South Carolina. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? It's unbelievable. It's simple. You just play higher or lower. It's fantasy. It's just incredible. To play, all you have to do is download the app, choose whether the player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. You can choose some things like home runs, strikeouts, so much more. You know, when Torrance and Taylor, the Mets, come up, if you can find them, you can go under. Well, unless it's strikeouts, then you go over. Individual strikeouts. You know, there's that. Hey, listen, once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. If you get your picks correct, you win up to 1,000 times your money. You could turn a dollar into 1,000 just with your baseball knowledge. I'm going to give you my picks a little bit later, but I am in. I am taking the 60% boost. I'm actually, there's actually several boosts up there. I'm going to play them all. Every time there's a boost, I am in. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina, Wisconsin, or North Dakota. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You will 100% thank me later. All right, so Underdog Fantasy, right now, you can also play the WNBA 3-point contest that is taking place tonight. And among others, we have Sabrina Ionescu, we have Kelsey Plum. Those are two of the greatest players in the game. We have Alicia Gray. I picked her earlier this year and won on Underdog. But they are all in the 3-point contest. You know, Caitlin Clark was scheduled to be in this. I was sort of wondering whether they'd make Paige Becker's late addition. I don't know if she wanted to do that or not. But apparently, those are the only three names I see right now. And that's tonight. That's at 8 p.m. tonight. Of course, the WNBA All-Star Game is at 8 p.m. tomorrow. I don't think there's anything on that yet. Oh yes, there is. Let's see. Oh yeah, there is. Yes, look at this. There's all sorts of stuff on the WNBA All-Star Games. Let me just take a look here. Paige Beckers is 14.5. Nafisa Collier is 19.5. I'm taking her. That's one of my picks right now. I am. I have a 60% boost. I am taking Nafisa Collier. She is the best player in the WNBA right now. I'm not even sure it's all that close. I mean, there's some other star power in this game, obviously, and I think Paige will show up. But she's also, you know, very willing to give the ball up. Who else? Stewie, Sabrina Ionescu. Am I going to make an all WNBA 60% boost play? What do I want to do here? Boy, Breanna Stewart's payout is not very much. I'm going Breanna Stewart. Your Collier pick is impacting the selection. Why? Remove Collier to unlock the pick. Is it playing on the same side the All-Star game? I wouldn't think I would have to do that for an All-Star game. You have to do that. You know, you can't play two players from the same team on a regular play, but I wouldn't expect to have to do that in the All-Star game. I'm not going to remove Collier. I'm going to keep Collier. So I have to do – apparently I have to do something else. I'm not even – I don't know the – I didn't look at the team breakdown yet. I'm going to take – I can't do that either. Wait a minute. Hold on. Are there more plays down below here? Am I missing something? I don't see anything, so apparently I'm going to have to – apparently, I'm going to have to figure something else out. Okay, I'm taking Nafisa Collier because Collier's just a scoring machine, and she's the best player in the league right now. So I'm going to take her. I think she's likely the MVP of the All-Star game. She might score 30. I'm going to take her. She's going to be one part of my play. I may have to go to MLB for the rest of it because I'm not – or look at the – Ramona, do me a favor. Pull up the WNBA All-Star game rosters. And because I seem to be picking players on the same side. I just, like I said, I didn't know that would be an issue with an All-Star game, but apparently it is. So I have to do something else. Let me see what happens when I put an Ionescu in. Nope, that doesn't work either. I'm not sure. It says locked picks must be resolved. Wait, is it Collier that's the problem? Is Collier a locked pick? If she is, why? Why is she a locked pick? Maybe something I don't know going on. Puzzling. What did you find out there, Ramona?
I don't know what you want me to read off here.
The rosters, the two rosters.
I've got selected players. What? How many are there? Like?
I just want the two rosters.
Right. You want me to read the players?
Yes.
Aaliyah Boston, Sabrina Ionescu. Breanna Jones, Brittany Sykes, Gabby Williams, Jackie Young, Sonia Crichton, Kiki Irafine.
These are all on the same side?
Yes. Kelsey Mitchell, Kayla Thornton. A.J. Wilson. You want the other side?
No, because clearly there's some other issue here because I've put in players from both sides then, and for some reason it's not allowing me to do it. I don't know why. Maybe it's something I'm doing, probably. So I'm going to have to add something else to that. So I don't have a pick yet. I don't know how long my 60% deal is. I'll have to figure that out. All right, I'll take a look at that during the break and try and figure something out on that front. We have lots of college football to get to. We also, Ramona, have some stories today, just for you. You know, as a part of that, my Twitter feed disappeared too. It's a puzzling internet day. let's see if we no. How is that possible? How am I out of Twitter now? I don't get it. I'm lost on that. In any case, Make your underdog plays. Take advantage of the boosts. There are multiple boosts up there right now. Trust me, you'll thank me later. There's nothing like underdog. There's nothing like boosts. It's just, it can't get better. Cannot get better than that. You'll 100% thank me later. Let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Speaking of, it can't get better than. Lake Kiwi Auto Group has employee pricing for everyone. Listen up, car and truck shoppers. It's the final days of employee pricing for everyone at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. This means this is your last chance to pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays, not a penny more. And everyone knows the employee price is the best price. And from now until the end of the month, you can get it at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Had you on a new truck? Now's the time to buy because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles as well. So now is the time to buy. So go see our good friend Mark Williams, his incredible crew at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, final days of employee pricing for everyone. From now until the end of the month, you pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram always gives you transparent pricing. They show you everything. You get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. Simply put, if you buy somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. Don't do that. Go to Lake Kiwi. You know, Major League Baseball's back tonight. I'm pretty excited about it. You know, as a Met fan, I don't know whether I should be excited or not. As a Braves fan, as Braves fans, how are you feeling? Are you excited still? Are you just down? Do you still believe a little bit? Do you still have some sort of hope? Or are you just cashing it in and waiting for next season? I don't know. You can let me know. But we're going to talk some baseball maybe before the end of the show. I also plan on talking about a little offensive line rankings today. Athlon's is out with their top 10 offensive line rooms. I've not done mine as yet. We'll take a look and see what Athlon's did, see what we agree with, what we disagree with. And then we will get to my top 10 most difficult schedules in America, something I did a few weeks ago we haven't gotten to yet. We will open discussion on that when we get back. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Spring is a time of growth, but it can also reveal hidden problems beneath your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for a free inspection of the cracks in your walls, uneven floors, and sticking doors. These are signs you shouldn't ignore. Canty provides expert solutions to protect your home. Visit CantyCanFixIt.com or call 8- 8-